Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
One of my biggest pet peeves is when somebody finishes a big jug of water by the water cooler and they don't switch out the new one.
Well, Nick messed it up last week, right?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
How'd you mess it up?
I still put a new one. Well, there's on the top, there's a little piece you're supposed to peel off.
Yeah. No.
But I took the big, there's like a white cover on it, and I just ripped that part off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you don't do that. Yeah. That makes a mess then.
Yeah.
Because the hole's just supposed to pop it open, right?
Yeah, you just take the next bottle and put it down there. It takes like 8 seconds.
Right.
But apparently no one can do it around here. Yeah. Just me.
Yeah. I did it a couple weeks ago. I never get water there, so, you know.
Well, I got to stay hydrated.
Yeah, I know.
But here's another thing. You know, we were always told, when we started in this business, you got to generate a little water cooler talk. And I never see anyone gathering around the water cooler exchanging conversations. So where do people in the office gather to exchange a conversation anymore? Like a break room?
Probably that break room. We have a cool break room.
Where there's
a
nice break room. Free food? They gather around free food?
We got a full kitchen in there. I don't know. We don't hang around with anybody. We leave.
No.
This is our water cooler right here on the show. No.
We don't really get...
What about you, Nick, when you're at work?
It's more people like stopping by cubes.
Cubes now?
Yeah.
Leaning up against your cube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you want to talk to them, and sometimes you're hoping you get a phone call so you can stop talking to them.
I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday. Yeah. Yeah, it's office space. Yeah.
Great.
Great.
And I'll avoid things at work. That, like, if I'm walking in somewhere, if I see somebody going like the same way, I'll just kind of like make a turn and be like, I'll wait until they're done. And I'll go.
For some reason, I always have the memory of one time up at our old building, leaving the building one day and looking out and through a door that was right next to me, and right on the other side of it was a barbecue that they were having.
Oh, yeah, we used to leave
for
those.
Lunch.
Yeah.
And I walked right by it and went, nah,
I don't want to gather with my coworkers.
Nah.
And we were just telling people to be more sociable earlier in the show, too. Put your phones down. Be more sociable.
Only if you don't want to be lonely.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I was fine with being lonely that day.
Right.
Like, nah.
Tyler, you'll be pleased to know that we are celebrating National Hobby Month.
If you don't want to be lonely, I go to farmersonly.com.
Or get a hobby.
Making Fun of Your Hobby Lobby franchise is still available, by the way.
Good.
Because hobbies are stupid.
They give you something to do and keep you from being lonely.
A soul-sucking waste of time and money.
What hobbies?
Yeah. It might keep you lonely.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a model train guy and you're always in your basement building model trains, I'm guessing you don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
But again, skiing and golf.
That's not a hobby,
as
Todd.
Hobbies, they count as
I'm talking about like what Push just said
activity.
Right there.
Crafty stuff.
Yeah, if you're making birdhouses, you know.
Building model airplanes.
Yeah.
Needlepoint.
Yeah.
That's a hobby, not an activity.
I guess. Stamp collecting.
Yeah, there you go, nerd.
I collected cards as a kid.
What, baseball
cards? Baseball cards.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. We all did as a kid.
Yeah, cleaning out the garage yesterday, I found a bunch of old baseball cards.
There you go. Score.
Like complete sets of baseball cards, and I don't know where I purchased them.
I cleaned out my office and got a restraining order.
Maybe 90s.
Yeah.
Stamp collection, nowhere to be found.
Really?
Yeah. I have speculation where that
proof that he was a nerd.
Oh.
Yeah, you could have sold that for upwards of $100.
Probably more than that. There was
200.
Some good stuff in there.
Double that.
I had a large vinyl collection.
I told you, it's called Making Fun of Your Hobby Lobby. I started the franchise. Of course I'm going to ask about it.
It's his bit.
It's the bit.
It was thousands of vinyl albums that I had, and I didn't have...
I think albums is cool because it's rock, so...
I didn't have a turntable, so I gave them to a buddy of mine who had a turntable, so he could enjoy them, and his house was flooded.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn. Why'd you get rid of those? They don't take up much space.
Yeah. They're not heavy.
Thousands of vinyl albums?
Yeah. Those boxes are heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I moved every year for a long time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, God. I got tired of toting them around.
I still have my CD collection at home.
Oh, I got tons of CDs.
I mean, it's yeah. it's massive.
Mine is too.
I also have everything on a hard drive that I can just pick up with one hand.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so lazy, I won't even like rip a CD on the computer that I happen to have. I'll just download it.
Oh, 10 years ago or so, I made that effort to rip everything that I owned. And then now I just keep it up to date. As soon as I get something new, I rip it.
Yeah, I've got shelves full of CDs too.
Oh, I got thousands of CDs.
Tax filing season is here. The IRS is expected to process over 150 million tax returns this year. They're going to be accepting returns from individual taxpayers starting today. Most taxpayers are expecting refunds of about $2,800. You have until April 15th.
Yeah, I got to go see Phil's dead. Fell off a boat.
Celery.
Celery.
Yeah, celery, spelled celery.
Dennis Celery.
Yeah. I got to go see that guy.
Get your taxes in an okay place.
That's a great commercial. Really is.
That's a great campaign.
Yeah, it is.
Because they pick all the situations where you don't want someone who's just okay, like the guy going into surgery.
I love that. Oh, yeah, that's the perfect one, right? Yeah. I guess you just got reinstated.
Well, not officially.
Yeah.
Was there one with people jumping out of a plane?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, the guy, he's on his back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to do a tandem jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy needs to be better than okay.
Right.
And he mentioned, like, he's done, that's only his second time, too, the guy who's doing it, right. No. And he screams when he looks out.
Yeah, they cover the scenarios where you don't want anybody less than expert doing stuff. Surgery, jumping out of a plane, your taxes.
Let me just say, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane is fun.
I've heard.
If you're doing it safely and with the right guy on your back.
And
the proper people behind you.
You got to do it with a guy on your back before you can do the free fall.
You're supposed to.
What are we talking about?
You have the free fall, you got to take a whole other course to do that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's a whole different deal. You got to train for that.
Yeah.
I think Craig's the only guy here who's jumped out of a perfectly good airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to do that.
You got to do it once.
No,
I don't want to do it the second time. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to do it the first time, and I enjoyed it, and I'm very glad I did.
Yeah.
I do not need to do it again.
See, I would want to do it to the point where you'd get to do the free fall.
Then you got to take
an
8-hour
course. Well, you got a free fall.
Right?
You just got a guy on your back.
I don't want a guy on my back. I want to be all by myself.
All right.
Yeah. It gets too good to you, and then you don't want to pull the cord, and then it's too late.
Yeah. No margin for error there.
No.
There's very little margin for error.
Yeah, if you mess up there, the consequences are dire.
Yeah.
Especially if your chute's not packed right.
How you got to pack the chute
right. Pack the chute right.
You know what the dudes are going to love? Yeah, my penis.
Let's go chute packing.
Everybody's chute packing.
A bipartisan group of senators want the FDA to stop plant-based products from calling themselves milk, cheese, or yogurt.
It's bipartisan group. They're senators from all
dairy states.
Dairy states, exactly right.
They wrote in a letter that imposter products, I tell you, should not be able to get away with taking advantage of dairy's good name.
I don't understand this. Take the name off. I don't care. Call it nut juice, like we said. I wish they would call it nut juice.
Nut juice, oats juice, soy juice, hemp juice.
But if you're that anal, I mean, people know they're buying almond milk. They know it's not real milk. It's just almonds.
They want to keep a hold of the name.
Right, I know. No, they're just paranoid because it's eating away some of their share.
Well, no.
And this is not hurting it at all.
They want to keep a hold of the name milk.
Milk. I don't know how they're going to win this. You can call anything. I don't get it.
Is there a faction, too?
They say if the FDA says stop calling this stuff milk, then they have to stop calling it milk. They have to start calling it nut juice.
Can't they say almond juice tastes like milk?
They also want the burger to be meat.
I've got no issue with that.
You can't have a veggie burger. That's technically not a burger. They're mad at that.
What does burger mean, though? What does burger mean?
I don't know.
Burger could mean anything. So I don't know how they're going to win that one, either.
Just because
they're losing some, you know, some share because people try to eat healthy and drink healthy, and then they get yelled at. You know, it's just funny. Yeah.
Well, still, I don't have a problem with them trying to separate the milks.
Okay, call it nut juice. I wish they would.
I'd love that.
Right. But and by the way, it tastes like milk.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, I drink it all the time.
It's just like cauliflower and mashed potatoes.
Same taste. Ah, so
can't
it doesn't.
Can't tell the difference.
Same taste.
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
Nah.
When I could taste, I remember you could taste the difference.
What's nut juice taste like, Craig?
Juice from nuts. Duh.
Yeah, you're right. You got me on that one.
I guess.
We'll work up some for
you. Can you spot the difference between almond milk and cashew milk?
I never had the cashew milk. Don't know.
Because I can't.
I don't think I've ever had almond milk.
Oh,
we have almond milk, and we have actually almond milk, and we have skim milk in the fridge. And when one of them runs out, I just drink the other one. So, and
skim milk tastes nasty, though.
I agree.
Yeah, skim milk is nasty. Even 1% is better, but you got to go with 2% for the proper.
That's what we have at our house.
Yeah.
Where's the milk? Where's the tit on an almond? Same guy that pissed off with the, you know, your penis.
It's the pointy part.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
U.S. Navy officials are looking into dozens of videos posted on the site Pornhub that features service members recorded through a bathroom peephole.
Oh, some amateur stuff?
Yeah, well, yeah. Reports, well, not amateur, it's illegal.
Some amateur stuff.
Yeah, they're amateurs because it's illegal.
They had no idea.
Oh, I like that amateur stuff. Amateur people stuff.
They had no idea they were being recorded, so I guess they're amateurs.
Yeah. Isn't that on Pornhub then?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it
be?
That's
what we're saying here.
Well, it should be up to someone who's editing at Pornhub to not put those up.
You would think so.
But they don't know that the person is just
They don't know that originally. Yeah. They have to be told.
Yeah. They just think it's an amateur submission.
Right.
Well, it's just a submission at first, and then someone else has to complain, and then they look into it.
Oh, so no one complains until it actually gets up on the site.
Yeah, reports indicate the videos found on Pornhub feature Marines and sailors changing their clothes while in uniform with visible name patches. You can actually see who it is. Some civilians were also said to be recorded. It is not known where the videos were made, but an agent from NCIS, Gibbs, found the videos linked several of them to a ship assigned to a port in Guam.
NCIS is a real organization, by the way, not just a TV show. Yes,
right, not just Gibbs. Pornhub officials are complying with a formal request from the Navy to help in the investigation and remove any flagged content.
I can't get that stuff off my screen quick enough. It's all somebody just getting naked. Next.
Yeah.
Next.
Boring.
Next.
But somebody out there likes it.
I know.
While the investigation continues, service members seen in the videos are being notified.
Next.
I go, how many views does it have?
Yeah. Is it dudes too? Just like you taking off your pants, Craig, somewhere?
I hope so. Like
I can't answer that.
Folding pants?
And coming off over your shoes. Your ass angled right into the camera. Great view, thanks.
There's probably some soldiers that are pretty proud and just, leave it up. Don't take that down.
We are so freaks.
Well,
human race is freaks, man. We're such freaks. We could just click on our phone and see anybody having sex involuntarily submitting the videos, but we need this. But we need this. Oh, I need the people. Yeah,
well, some people do. It's a voyeur thing.
Aaron Andrews thing is a perfect example.
Yeah. It's a voyeur thing.
Well, it's also the forbidden fruit thing.
Yes, that too.
Knowing that they really don't want to be on tape makes it that much more attractive.
Consent
for some
ruins it for them.
Right.
The one thing they don't want in their porn.
I hate right. when she says yes, so I'm just going to put it in there.
Right.
I assume she's going to say no, so I guess I'll just have
tape
to do
anyway.
This.
Right.
I hate those porn scenes where it's staged and they're all volunteers or professionals. Mm-hmm.
I remember that Jalen Rose was asked once. There was a video going around from a locker room, and they were, you know, having an interview with someone post game in the locker room.
Right.
Well, in the background, there was a naked dude. You could see everything, fully unclothed, and it was obvious, you know, fully just all out there. And so Jalen Rose was asked, "What would you think if that were you in the background? Would you be upset?" And his answer was one that I think most of us would answer, like, well, how's it looking that day?
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's your blood in that bear.
Yeah. Do I have anything to be ashamed of?
Exactly. Right. Well, that's what his answer was. Yeah. Well, how's it looking that day? Do I want it up there or not?
Right. That is the answer.
That is the answer. For guys, anyway.
I'm guessing Jalen Rose probably looks pretty good. Rose.
Whatever.
Well, even he's concerned.
Take your word.
Yeah, even is. Well, he's got other brothers he's competing with, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, that other guy must have been doing okay, because if not, he probably wouldn't have just been walking around naked like that.
What's the movie where Cameron Diaz is the owner of the...
Any Given Sunday. Right?
Okay, yeah. Because those guys, when they knew she was visiting the locker room...
No, the one scene, the guy's junk's just hanging there. It's hanging to his knees, man.
Whip it out on purpose.
Yeah. It's hanging to his knees.
And basketball, when they're in that locker room, they just have like those baseball bats hit the crowd.
How about Hall Pass? The huge black guy and the small Irish guy right there.
Hey, Irish, why don't you switch spots with you?
It's just and their junk is just there. That is probably one of those hardcore scenes ever on film. It really is. Because they don't zoom away. Man, there it is. Yep.
Great movie.
Yeah. He's passed out, and everybody, it was a hot tub situation, right? That's why everybody's naked, right?
Well, even in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, when Jason Segel has that, you know, the scene.
Oh, yeah, that scene.
But even then, it's
the beginning scene.
It's a kind of a quick cut, you know?
Yeah.
They give you, okay, he's full frontal, but boom, he's gone. You know, they cut away from it.
But he's
quick.
Also doing that scene naked in front of her the whole time. Yeah. Well, that's another great movie.
Severance pay is now being guaranteed for New Jersey workers involved in mass layoffs. The governor signed off on
socialism,
a first of its kind law in the United States.
You get fired.
This impacts companies statewide in New Jersey with over 100 or more full-time employees, where job losses exceed 50 plus workers. Companies now required to pay the employees a week's pay for each service year. People also must be given 90 days notice of the action, which is up from the 60 days that it used to be. So
they have to be
there's
state
something
workers,
at least.
Or just massive, even private companies?
Yes, even private companies.
Good. All right.
Yeah, you got to have over 100 full-time employees and lay off 50. So if you've got 1,000 and you lay off 50, that fits in there as well.
Companies screw people over. And the economy's doing great, but we're going to lay off a bunch of people, iHeart.
I got the 90-day severance from this horrible office job once.
Oh, yeah?
And then I ended up getting fired before the 90 days was up.
Oh, yeah? How would it? Well, if you get 90 days severance.
Well, you had to be there. You had to, like, survive the 90 days. But they had a point system, like, if you're late, and I don't do well at places.
So you would have
like
got 90 days once you quit.
Yeah.
And
well,
you lost that?
But then they're like, hey, you're going to get laid off. Like, your last day's 90 days from now.
Right.
They would have given you, couldn't have been much. I was making, you know, $4. But,
got it. Okay.
Yeah, the day they had the layoffs, they called me into the office, and they were like, it was like the second round of layoffs, and I was kind of disappointed I wasn't in the first one. And then when I got called in, they were like, hey, we're going to send you home, and you get paid for it. I'm like, well, this is great.
You get paid for how long?
No, they're like, we're going to pay you this day, you got to come back tomorrow, but, you know, 90 days from now, you're going to be out. And I'm like, oh, cool, all right, see you later. And they're like, hey, there's people, like, broken up about this. Try not to, like, be too happy on your way out the door today. I'm like, all right, good,
no
guarantees. Blows. See you later.
You're kicking on the way out, man. Yeah. Jumping up in the air, kicking. severance for all these people, that's a good idea.
Oh, a week, a year. So for every year you've been with the company, well, you get a week of pay, which is better than nothing.
Than nothing, exactly. Right. We're not going to give you anything, you know.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Out of Michigan, some people call it.
Nah, nobody
but they're
does.
Wrong.
Nobody yeah. does.
They're wrong.
I don't like it.
It's called Michigan.
Thank
That's
you.
That's how I pronounce it. Where are you from, Michigan?
George Condash saw a plastic box next to an ATM. The tag on it said it contained $40,000. He took it inside the credit union. His ATM was just outside the credit union. He took it inside the credit union and turned in $27,000 of the $40,000.
This is what we tell guys to do. Yep. Did he get busted?
No. It said that just the tag said it contained $40,000. When he turned it in, it had $27,000. So, however, there's video of him the whole time, so he didn't take anything out.
That means somebody else found it beforehand, took $13,000 out, and left it there.
Or whoever had it in the first place.
Didn't put it in.
Right.
There,
yeah,
yeah, it wasn't full of $40,000 in the first place. Who knows? But he turned in 27, and the cash had been left outside the ATM by an armored security guard.
Who now no longer has a job.
Yeah.
But if he'd have known that there was $13,000 missing already out of there, he could have. I'd have took some for myself then.
Well,
yeah, but he also knew
cameras.
He
but
also
was
knew
on,
the cameras.
Yeah, he was on. Right. He was on tape. Right.
I would have gone back in disguise.
Yeah.
Yeah, nabbed
it. At what point do they flag you? If it's $10,000 in cash, I think they have to file like a suspicious transaction report.
Right.
So it's going to get looked into.
Yeah, you just got to break that up into multiple deposits.
Yeah.
Or just keep it in your pocket and
cash.
Walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Spend the cash.
You deposit $9,000 over the course of a few days, and you're good.
Yep.
At different banks with some makeup on.
Yeah.
We're a genius criminal.